وبه نستعين. اللهم يسر ولا تعسر. رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي. اللهم علمنا ما ينفعنا وانفعنا بما علمتنا وزدنا علما. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. Inshallah, we start straight away with the topic about fasting. We're going to start and we go after that in our normal lesson, which will be Kitab al-Ahdari. We're going to start Bab al-Hayd on that after this portion, inshallah. So we'll be looking at menstruation and the ruling in that in the other book. But now we're going to talk about fasting. Bismillah.
قال الشيخ العلامة رحمه الله.
قال الشيخ العلامة رحمه الله. So the writer of the book, Ashmawi, he said.
باب الصيام.
باب, a chapter of الصيام about fasting. Now when we talk about fasting, fasting is just like when a person gets in the car. They said fasten your belt. You just put the belt on, and the purpose of it is to just restrict your movement in case of any emergency. So when we talk about fasting Islamically, it's more or less the same. But fasting linguistically is to hold on to something, not to do something. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he spoke regarding this for the mother of Isa alayhi salam. The day she had the baby, she was going. He said, when they ask you, tell them you are fasting. So she said, Inni Sa'imun, I'm fasting and I'm not talking to anybody. That's when she made ishara to the baby. And also Zakaria alayhi salam, alama, the sign of him also having a child is Allah to tell him he shouldn't talk to people. So he was also fasting. Illa Ramza, he's only pointing when something happens, this or that, he does not talk to people, just making dhikr. So when we talk about fasting, we are talking about an action that one does. When we talk about linguistically, it doesn't matter whether eating or drinking. The moment you hold on to something without doing it, we consider that as fasting. But when it comes to istilaha al-fiqhiyya, what we mean by fasting is when a person have intention of worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in a specific way, and that way is to avoid any what we call shahwatay al-batni wal-farj, which is to avoid any personal desire from the stomach and also the private part from a specific timing, that is from morning till evening. Then that person will be considered fasting, no eating or drinking from morning till evening with the intention of worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Basically what that means is when a person decides to lose weight and decide not to eat, not to drink or restrict their eating and drinking because of intention of losing weight, you cannot call that person worshipping Allah, even though that person might be fasting. So when we're talking about fasting here, we're just talking about anyone who intend to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala without eating or drinking. So we go through that inshallah. We see what it got to say inshallah. Now we are not talking about just general fasting. Our aim is to center our discussion on Sawmu Ramadan. You know, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala even mentioned in the Quran, شهر رمضان الذي أنزل فيه القرآن. Because of this arrangement of words, as Allah said, شهر رمضان, it became compulsory. Scholars of the past, they always say that you don't say Ramadan. You say شهر رمضان. Alright? So Ramadan is a complete. So when you say شهر رمضان, you're talking about the complete month. So it's not about just individual days. So it said that صوم رمضان فريضة. The fasting in the month of Ramadan, فريضة, it is compulsory. When we say fard, we're talking about multiple types of fard, which we can say fardul kifaya or fardul ayn. Fardul ayn is compulsory on you that no one can do it on your behalf. So if you don't do it, you just have to make it up another day. So fasting in the month of Ramadan is compulsory. And we can see the evidence in the Quran, which says, "Man shahida minkum al-shahra falyasumhu." So this one become wajhul istidlal. Bimana, this is the evidence Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commanded. Falyasumhu, here Allah is saying he has to fast. Whoever witnessed the month of Ramadan healthy and also at home, not traveling and not in difficulty. So man shahida minkum al-shahra falyasumhu. Whoever lived healthy to witness the month of Ramadan, falyasumhu, has to fast. So that becomes compulsory. If you don't do it, then you've committed a sin. The same thing applies to the hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam that goes by Bunya al-Islamu ala khams, shahadat an la ilaha illallah wa anna Muhammadan Rasulullah wa iqami salat wa ita'i zakat wa sawm Ramadan wa hajj al-bayt. So sawm Ramadan is one of the main pillars of Islam, and for that matter, this is evidence that shows that it is compulsory and one has to do it as long as they are healthy. Now,
yathbutu bi kamal sha'ban.
Now, yathbutu bi kamal sha'ban. The fasting of the month of Ramadan, ay yabda'u bi kamal sha'ban. You only start it or you intend to fast the month of Ramadan after the completion of the month of Sha'ban. All right? Here also, we're going to look at some information here. Now, when it said that yathbutu siyamuhu bi kamal sha'ban, you can see the hadith of Abu Hurairah radiallahu anhu that says sumu li ru'yatihi wa aftiru li ru'ya. Fast when you sight the crescent of Ramadan. Wa aftiru li ru'ya, and also break your fast when you sight the crescent of Shawwal. But then the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, because Allah has given him what we call Jawami'ul Kalim, he spoke and did address other difficulties that might arise. So he said then, فَإِن قُمَّ عَلَيْكُمُ الشَّهْرَ أَوْ فَإِن قُمَّ عَلَيْكُمُ. This hadith came in multiple narration. There is this what we made mention, فَإِن قُمَّ عَلَيْكُمُ. There is فَإِن قُمَّ عَلَيْكُمُ الشَّهْرَ فَإِن قُمِيَ عَلَيْكُمْ. All these are there, but they all mean the same thing. فَإِن قُمَّ عَلَيْكُمْ فَأَكْمِلُوا عِدَّةَ شَعْبَانَ ثَلَاثِينَ يَوْمًا. فَإِن قُمَّ عَلَيْكُمْ فَأَكْمِلُوا الْعِدَّةَ ثَلَاثِينَ يَوْمًا. So, Islamically, we calculate the days of the month 28, 29 or 30. 29 or 30. That is how we calculate the month in Islam. And the month also, as we know, the night comes before the day. So as we sit down here today, if let's say today is the more or less first of Sha'ban, that means that today is the night. Tomorrow will be the day. So the night comes before the day. That is why when you sight the moon, you're heading towards the next day to fast. So the Prophet ﷺ said, "Sumu li ru'yati." Fast in the month of Ramadan, li ru'yati, if you see the moon or the crescent of the month of what? Ramadan. Wa aftiru li ru'ya. Break your fast when you see the crescent of the month of Shawwal. Fa in gumma alaykum. But if the sky is cloudy, you cannot what? Observe the crescent. Fa akmilu li iddata. Then complete your calculation 30 yawma, to make it 30 days. Alright? Since we don't have 31 days, when you do your calculation and it falls on mathalan, if today is the 29th of the month and you are checking and you are following, and it happens that tonight you went around Maghrib or before Maghrib, you couldn't see the crescent, then what you need to do, faqdiru, then you intend that today the 29th, tomorrow will be the 30th, then you wait till tomorrow, and the day after tomorrow will become the first day of the month. That is how you do. So in the time of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, these are the only ways in which they assess and also start fasting. We are now in the time where people are looking different options. Alhamdulillah, with the technology advanced, they now can follow and see the birth of the moon and stuff like that. But also, there are people who only go by calculations. Most often, the calculation can match the assessment of the hadith of seeing the crescent and whatever. And some days, they don't. So we say that we don't oppose those who follow by calculation, but the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam also need to be revived. Since we have 12 months in a year, every Muslim should try to know when is the first day of Muharram. When you know the first day of Muharram, and it comes to the 29th day of Muharram, what you do is from there you will check and see if the crescent of what? Rajab, Shaban will come or Safar will come. So you'll be able to look at Safar, Muharram, Safar, you go to Rabiul Awal, Rabiul Thani, Jumada Ula, Jumada Akhar, Rajab, Shaban. So at that moment, you know what is going on. Shaban, you will know when it started because you followed the Rajab. So you know where Shaban started. And in that sense, you will know when it is 29th, and that's where you go searching for the moon. All right? So we need to try to balance it in that way. So the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, we should fast when we sight the moon and also break the fast when we sight the moon. But if the cloud or the sky is cloudy, we cannot sight, then we should calculate the month to be 30 days. And then the day after, straight away, we start fasting. So, bidaya ayathbutu siyamihi bikamali Shaban ayabda'u. We start the fasting after completion of the month of Shaban. And for your information, in the time of the Prophet, all his fasting, most of them, he did them 29 days. Most of his fasting were 29 days. And fasting was introduced in the second year of Hijrah. Alright? The second year of Hijrah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala prescribed fasting, as he said in the Quran, Surah Al-Baqarah, verse number 183, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala spoke about kutiba alaykum al-siyam, kama kutiba ala al-ladhina min qablikum la'allakum tattaqun ayyaman ma'duda, until where he spoke about shahru Ramadan alladhi unzila fihi al-Quran, which will be 185. So generally, what we're trying to look at here, Allah has told us the purpose of fasting as well. Kutiba alaykum al-siyam, kama kutiba, ay furida alaykum al-siyam. Kutiba alaykum al-siyam means furida alaykum al-siyam. Fasting has been made compulsory upon you, كما فرد أي كما كتب على الذين من قبلكم, as it was prescribed to the nations before you. Why? لعلكم تتقون. Please remember this. The purpose. Allah told us why he told us to fast, or why he commanded us to fast. لعلكم تتقون. So that you may attain piety. Please. The concept. The mentality. So that you feel the pain of poor people is not what Allah said. Alright? For you to lose weight is not what Allah said. For your system to have a rest is not what Allah said. Because scientists said it's benefit for you is not what Allah said. Allah said the purpose of fasting, لَعَلَّكُمْ تَتَّقُونَ. Alright? You will attain piety. I want us to put this in the mind so that before Ramadan we are planning. The aim is to attain piety. Alright? Number two, when Ramadan comes also, the blessings that comes in the month of Ramadan with multiplication of our reward, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala multiply the reward of all good deeds. Because of this, is something unique in the month of Ramadan. So any smart person who is in business, you want to see the season that you can get more profit in your dealings. If Allah has promised you that in the month of Ramadan, your reward will be multiplied, what you need to do as a Muslim is to always pray like the companions of the Prophet, Allahumma balighna Ramadan. You always pray that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala should give you long life to see Ramadan. And before Ramadan finish, by the first week of Ramadan, assess yourself and see, before Ramadan started until now, is there any change? Have I attained piety? Did my heart change? Did my mentality towards Allah change? How am I perceiving? How am I looking at the deen? If it is not changed, make sure you look at the fasting and the doings or the actions that you've taken in the month of Ramadan. Change them or better them so that you give yourself the second week to see if that, because Allah's promise is always what? Wa'ad Allah, hey, haq. Okay? When Allah promises, fulfills it. So when Allah said, by doing that, the word is la'allakum. La'alla, in language, if I'm talking to you and I say la'alla, I mean hoping. But when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said la'alla, which means definitely. So when Allah is saying la'allakum tattakun, when you fast in the month of Ramadan, possibility of you attaining piety. By second week, you did not see any change in your life. You're still playing game. You're still spending time at night watching soccer. You understood there's a problem. Then you change your culture. Because if Ramadan finishes, and you did not attain the piety, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is telling you that you have been condemned, according to the hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that said, anyone that lives and witnesses Ramadan and their sins are not forgiven, may Allah curse them. So this is very strong, brothers and sisters. When Ramadan is coming, start planning. Change your ways. Don't wait until Ramadan before you start Qiyam al-Layl and night prayer. Start so that when Ramadan comes, it is already a habit, and after Ramadan you can keep it. Don't wait until Ramadan before you start doing good things. Try to engage. Start seeing how best you can organize. Whenever there are people, try to make sure that you bring some food there. Wherever you see someone struggling, try to make sure that your hands are there. Try to be there for people. When you keep this habit, when Ramadan comes, you are already in that habit, and it makes it easier for you to multiply your good deeds so that the reward becomes more. All right? So we are understanding in this, Allah made it compulsory on us. We are not the first nation that Allah has prescribed fasting on. That is why he said, كَمَا كُتِبَ عَلَى الَّذِينَ مِنْ قَبْلِكُمْ, as we prescribe fasting on the nations before you. So before us, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has prescribed fasting to other nations. Now, he said that at the beginning of Ramadan, by ending of Shaban, how do we do that?
أَوْ بِرُؤْيَةِ عَدْلَيْنِ لِلْحِلَامِ.
So, أَوْ بِرُؤْيَةِ شَاهِدَيْنِ عَدْلَيْنِ. So we are talking about not only because of the ending of the month of Shaban, if we get two people that we trusted and they were able to sight the crescent, then definitely we have to start fasting. And this also, it will come with the hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam that we just mentioned earlier, because the idea here is you see the crescent and you fast, or you count the days. So when you get two people who were able to sight the moon and you trust them, then of course fasting becomes compulsory at that time. أو برؤية جماعة مستفيضة. Or people, not just one person, not just two people, not just three people, but lots of people in the community have seen it in a way that they cannot lie to each other to affirm that. So there you don't need Adlaini, you don't need those that you trusted. Since multiple people have cited, it means that it's a common thing out there that people can see. Nam.
وكذلك الفطر.
The same thing applies to al-fitr, the breaking of the fast. The same way we take the fasting, that is how we also break it. We make sure that we can see two people, Adelaini, who have sighted the crescent of Shawwal, or the people in the community have sighted the crescent of Shawwal, then we stop, or we count the days of Ramadan to be 30, and for definitely the next day will be the first day of Eid, which is the first day of Shawwal. Now, we always have to talk about this in some ways, because this unfortunately sometimes becomes problem within the Muslim Ummah. There is nowhere in Islam that says that you have to follow other countries' sighting. Alright? So what we normally do is, depending on the organization and communities, we do take the sighting that is closer, what we call regional. For example, we here, we will start with those in Sydney and Canberra. They are ahead of us, Melbourne, they are ahead of us. When they don't sight the moon until after Maghrib their time, we are also getting in darkness. Then we follow ours. If we don't sight it, we go back. Who are behind us? Northern Territory and the Western Australia. So we follow them. If they've not, then we go regional. Where are we talking about? Papua New Guinea, Malaysia, Indonesia. They are our regional. If we don't cite it there, in most cases, we don't need to wait 2 o'clock, 3 o'clock in the morning, because it's not practical to wait for Saudi to cite them all. All right? Even though we are ahead, citing moon here will not make Saudi start fasting. They won't. Next door, Egypt, if they cite the moon, Saudi will not take fasting. So we don't need to. There's nowhere in Islam that says that you have to follow specific country. So we need to always be trying to create that sort of uniformity by trying to take our regional seriously and also look within the countries in which we live. All right? But as I made mention, sometimes with the calculation, they get it right. But we don't want to center our attention. 2 weeks before Ramadan, announcement has already been given. Posters have already been said. Fasting is starting this day or that day. That is totally un-Islamic. We don't agree with that. We don't agree with that. For indeed, the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said in Hadith, it will come to a time people would change timing just to corrupt the deen. So have patience. Wait until the time comes. Don't announce a week or two before. That is totally un-Islamic. Even if you got it right. Even if you got it right. With some people, they said, what's the big deal? From here to 30 years to come, we take 11 days. We can tell you the day. These are un-Islamic. Don't do that. Wallahi, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he said, Ana khairul makirin. You plan, Allah can twist things around for you. So do not lean on that. There are ways that you will get reward for following the sunnah of the Prophet. Let's try to keep to that. Naam.
وَيُبَيِّتُ الصِّيَامَ فِي أَوَّلِهِ
So وَيُبَيِّتُ نِيَّةَ الصِّيَامَ فِي أَوَّلِهِ We start the intention of the fasting, we do it from the first day. You don't need to repeat every single day. Shafi'i, they do that. Alright? But the rest of A'imma, the first day is enough for you. So when you start fasting today, or you start fasting tomorrow, you heard the moon has been sighted, you have intention. Please remember, we spoke about this most of the time, as it came in the hadith of Umar, innama al-a'malu binniyat. But intention is not something we say with the tongue. Intention is in our heart. But the idea of the intention we try to say so people get used to it. But not because you have to say that, all right? So the intention basically, as others will have in their mind, is nawaitu sawma ramadan faridatun ala kulli nawaitu sawma ramadan faridatun. Okay, I'm intending to fast the month of Ramadan, which is farida, compulsory. 30 yawma at aw 29 yawma. This fasting will be 30 days or 29 days. Illa ma mana'ni, maybe the only thing that will stop me min marad shadid is either I got sickness that is severe that will stop me from fasting. I'll suffer in ba'id, or I'll be traveling. A traveling that will not be allow me to fast. So these are some of the intentions you have. But you don't need to say, Ya Allah, I'm going to start fasting. No, we don't need saying anything. It should be in your heart. Alright? And that should be the first day. And that is enough for you. But for example, whilst you're fasting, you got sick. You stop. When you got better, you're going to start fasting. You start the intention again. All right? Or you are fasting and you traveled. So you stop fasting. The day you got to your destination, you're going to start fasting. You make the intention again. Or a woman who is in the month of fasting and she sees her menses, stop fasting. The day it stops, she's going to start, she will have intention again. All right? But the intention is not something you say. It is something that is in the heart. Naam.
وَلَيْسَ عَلَيْهِ الْبَيَاتُ فِي بَقِيَّتِهِ
So you don't need to every single night to make intention of the fasting. Now.
وَيُتِمُّ الصِّيَامَ إِلَى اللَّيْلِ
And also the fasting, of course, from dawn to sunset, which is from morning till evening, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, وَيُتِمُّ الصِّيَامَ إِلَى اللَّيْلِ Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, then you complete the fasting in the evening. And there is hadith that Sayyidina Umar was saying, إِذَا أَقْبَلَ اللَّيْلُ مِنْهَا هُنَا وَأَدْبَرَ النَّهَارُ مِنْهَا هُنَا وَغَرَبَتِ الشَّمْسِ فَقَدْ أَفْطَرَ الصَّائِمِ All right? when the sun, when the horizon, which means when we starting the fasting, we saw the fajr, which means now no more eating, and then we start fasting, and also we saw the sun set, automatically whether you ate or not, you are not fasting, you have break your fast. So there's no any extraordinary thing. No, wallahi, me fasting, I don't feel any pain, so I can go all till after Maghrib. No. Man, break your fast, pray, and come and take the heavy one. Do not make lies upon, you know, especially those who will take their time in the month of Ramadan, watching movie all day. 3 Bollywood is enough for summer holiday, is it? 4 hours, you got 3 hours already. You know, just come in the evening. It's iftar. Wallah, I don't feel any pain. Of course, you are not fasting anyway. Huh? So the reality, brothers, when you are fasting, is the month of Ibadah, not Bollywood. Let's concentrate and try to get off and get the reward and take advantage of the month. Naam.
وَمِنَ السُنَّةِ تَعْجِيلُ الْفِطْرِ
وَتَأْخِيرُ السُّهُورِ. As part of the sunnah of fasting, تَعْجِيلُ الْفِطْرِ, which means that we break the fast. We break the fast, ta'jil al-fitr, which is the sahur. We break the iftar quicker. Immediately the sun set, wa ta'khir al-suhur, and also we delay. Okay, no rush in eating. Some people eat at night, thinking, oh, if I wake up in the morning, I get old man. It's excuse. Get up, even if it's water, drink it, because fihi baraka. As it came in the hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, la tazal ummati bi khairin ma ajal al-fitr wa akhar as-suhur. Blessing will not stop coming to my ummah as long as they delay their suhur and also break their fast quicker, immediately the sun set. And this hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam that said, inna ma'ashar al-anbiya amarna bi ta'jil fitrna wa ta'khir suhurina. We, the groups of prophets, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has commanded us to delay our suhoor and also ta'jil. We should also break our fast quicker, and also wa'annada aymanina ala shama'ilina fi salat, and also we should put our right hand on the left hand in the prayer. So this is the hadith the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made mention regarding this. You find this in also Tabarani, fi kabir, and also bi sanad al-rijal. So all these are authentic hadith that we have to support what we say, inshallah. Naam.
Wa haythu thabata ash-shahru qabla al-fajr wajaba as-sawm.
Now, the moment, let's say for example, I woke up around 2 o'clock. We're looking at our fajr prayer now around, we talk about fajr is starting at 5 o'clock. So wherever you are, 5 o'clock in the morning, the azan will go, even though we pray a bit later than that. So when you hear that the moon has been sighted, okay, qabl al-fajr, we said 5 o'clock is fajr, right? If you heard that moon has been sighted 5 minutes to 5, that day fasting becomes compulsory on you. Wajaba asawm, that day fasting becomes compulsory, as long as you heard it before fajr.
وَإِنْ لَمْ يَثْبُتْ إِلَّا بَعْدَ الْفَجْرِ وَجَبَ الْإِمْسَاكِ.
So, but if you've not heard whether the moon has been sighted, and we are not talking about moon has been sighted other countries, just within your country and regional. If after Salat, you heard that, subhanallah, last night they sighted the moon, at that moment, وَجَبَ عَلَيْكَ الْإِمْسَاكِ. You have to hold on, which means what is imsak? You hold on from eating and drinking, even though you are not fasting, for the respect of the month of Ramadan. You will be rewarded for not eating and drinking, but you will make up that day after the month of Ramadan. That is what we mean by imsak.
Now, وَلَا بُدَّ مِنْ قَضَاءِ ذَلِكَ الْيَوْمِ.
That particular day, definitely you need to make it up after Ramadan.
وَنِيَّةُ قَضَاءِ.
Because the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, مَنْ لَمْ يُجْمَعَ الصِّيَامُ قَبْلَ الْفَجْرِ فَلَا صِيَامَ لَهُ. Whoever does not intend fasting before Fajr, he does not have fasting, which means that day he cannot fast. Anyone who also intention before confirming of the sighting of the moon, that intention batila, is not accepted. Alright? I'm going to sleep tonight. Well, it seems today or tomorrow is Ramadan. Is it tomorrow or after tomorrow is Ramadan? Well, I waited, I couldn't hear any news. Then I said, let me go to sleep. If I wake up in the morning, it's Ramadan, I'm fasting. No, that intention is not accepted. It has to be confirmed. You need to make sure that it has been confirmed, it has been cited, or it is 30 days of the month and you make intention. You cannot make intention before then. So imagine those announcements that we get 2 months before, two weeks before Ramadan. All right? Intention can is not accepted before confirming the sighting of the moon. Now,
حَتَى لَوْ نَوَى قَبْلَ
الرُّؤْيَةِ even if you make intention before the sighting, ثُمَّ لَمْ يَأْكُلْ and then you woke up in the morning, لَمْ يَأْكُلْ you've not eaten, وَلَمْ يَشْرَبْ not drunk anything, ثُمَّ تَبَيَّنَ لَهُ أَنَّ ذَلِكَ الْيَوْمِ مِنْ رَمَضَانِ. Alright? You make intention before sighting of the moon. You went to sleep. You woke up in the morning and then you've not eaten, you've not drunk anything and they told you that, oh, today is the first day of Ramadan because it's been confirmed. Still, your intention is not accepted. لَمْ يُجْزِهُ وَيَقْضِيهِ and he has to make up that day. Okay? So inshallah, we'll stop here. سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك نشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت ونستغفرك ونتوب إليك سبحان ربك رب العزة أما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين إن شاء الله we'll take fasting on the doubtful day in our next lesson.